Driving her pickup through the community of Arapaho, Terry Smith is the Northern Arapaho Reentry Agency's sole employee. Launched with a federal grant, the program helps Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho tribal members readjust to post-prison life on the reservation and stay out of jail. Smith grew up here and knows what it's like to get caught up with addiction and the law. She served 6 months in federal prison for conspiracy to distribute oxycodone. Not only that, she lost her law license while in prison and her position as chief judge of the Wind River Tribal Court.
There's going to be a lot of people who still view that side of me, but I know I've done the work to get better. You know, I did my time, I went to treatment.
She came home in 2021 and started over.
I honestly think this job's perfect for me right now, like, because I am getting a second chance. I want everyone to get that.
Tremaine Thunder is a member of the Northern Arapaho tribe and Smith's first client out of 15. Last year, he was arrested and charged with illegal possession of a firearm. Smith has helped him with making medical appointments, meeting with his parole officer, and even finding a place to live when he got out.
She can relate to everything, as in all of it, you know, like the prison system, the probation system, being an addict, everything, you know.
I think these programs are really important and long overdue.
Cheyenne Senator Affie Ellis is a member of the Navajo Nation. Reentry services like Smith's are new to the Wind River Reservation and to many other tribal nations. Ellis says she supports Smith and the agency, but worries about its dependence on federal money.
We've seen this time and again in Indian country. Great idea, great program, here's some funding. Tribes get something going, and then money runs out. They lose the grant, and then the program's gone.
Meanwhile, back in Arapaho, Smith heads to the Reentry Agency office in Great Plains Hall. She's looked to reentry agencies in Oklahoma and Minnesota for guidance on how to run hers. She's also petitioning to get her law license back so she can help her clients even more.
I got letters of recommendation from my attorney friends and from Lee, the councilman. So I hope it goes well.
Smith's agency currently has funding to last for the next 2 years. For National Native News, I'm Chris Clements in Arapaho.